We're going to take a look at the economy from a bit of a different perch. We're going to take a look at it from the seat of a cab because, of course, few know what's happening in a city like taxi drivers. Isn't that right, Peter?
Yes, exactly. We know everything, everything there is to know.
That's Peter Franklin, who not only drives a cab in New York City for a living, but has turned those daily conversations into reports for BBC Radio and other outlets all around the world. They call him the Gabby Cabby. And lately, Peter, you've been talking to folks about the economy, and what are they telling you?
Well, it's a very interesting development because I always like to say I'm sort of in the trenches and I get a different perspective than if I was sitting in some lofty office high above the Capitol building. I mean, for instance, one of the leading indicators that I could point out to you and your nice listeners is that people now get into the cab and ask, how much is the ride going to be?
Huh.
And that's in a very amazing situation because that's never happened. I mean, everybody knows a yellow cab, which, by the way, I call mine the Yellow Mobile Conveyance Lounge. You know, if I can't elevate what I do, who's going to do it? But, you know, I mean, everybody knows there's a meter in the cab. You get in the cab and, you know, you don't ask the driver how much is it going to be. I also find a high incidence, not only with myself, but with the other cab drivers. I work for a couple of cousins who have a big garage among the other cab drivers. You're having people who are getting out before the ride is finished, because presumably they've now run out of money. In other words, the total fare would have been $15, but they maybe only have $11. And rather than take the chance of stiffing the driver, jumping out and running away, they say, let me out here. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Are fewer people taking cabs in general?
No, not really. Not really. We got an edge on that because, first of all, we have about 13,000 yellow cabs, which is about the same number we had in 1938. And if you add up the 8.5,
really?
Yeah. Well, you don't want more cabs if you're in the cab business. And of course, people say that's somewhat mean-spirited. You bet it is mean-spirited.
Right. Control
that's
demand.
The way we want
it's
it.
A monopoly.
You
pal.
Better believe it. So yes, but if you keep in mind that we got 8.5 million people in New York City, 35 million people in the greater New York City area, 50 million people of those foreigners coming here, there's no shortage of people taking cabs. I would say it's just the rhythm of it is somewhat different.
Do you hear a lot of conversations in the back seat of the cab, people talking about the economy, the markets, losing their job, health insurance? I mean, what are they talking about?
That's the only reason I drive the cab, so I can eavesdrop, because you see, everybody's under the assumption the cab driver doesn't understand English.
Yeah.
So I can say anything I want. So that's the best part about it. Everybody's consumed about it. I can't think in my entire out of life, I can think of one subject that consumes everybody more than the economy.
Well, you know, that's interesting because the cab driver and the sort of taxi cab confession idea has grown up around the HBO series where people get into the back of cabs and they're talking only about sex and very sort of personal details. In fact, you say, and you've demonstrated this even on the BBC, that, you know, you're getting sophisticated economic and policy analysis about the U.S. government in the backseat of your car.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not to knock that show on the HBO, but I mean, some part of it really is baloney because that's not what's going on in a taxi cab. Driving a cab in the streets of New York City, number one, is the funniest job on the face of the earth.
Because
so many strange things are happening. And remember, I'm a New York guy. I grew up in the Bronx, lived on the Grand Concourse. So I can, I understand the New York humor, the New York shtick, and I can kind of play with it. But as far as the people talking in the back of the cab, as I say, that's the best part of the eavesdropping because you hear all of the conversations. As a matter of fact, I remember recently when you were in the taxi, I overheard what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nice try.
And I'm sure we were arguing about do you ever go over the 59th Street Bridge?
I go anyplace.
Any
to me, it's a never-ending adventure. You know, we have cab drivers who say, I'm not going to go here, I'm not going to go there. Just think about it for a minute. I pick somebody up, I drop somebody off. I pick somebody up, I drop somebody off. It's sort of like a never-ending adventure.
And people from all over the world. I mean,
that's
obviously,
it.
It's not just New Yorkers. And you certainly found yourself in the company of some interesting people in your cab.
Oh, absolutely. And my favorite story. Can I tell it?
Tell your favorite story.
Okay, when you're driving a cab on the streets of New York, you keep the doors locked because you don't want somebody just jumping into the cab. I was on East End Avenue, and before I knew it, somebody popped into the back of the cab, and the first thing I heard was, this is a very clean taxi. So I'm thinking, what did I pick up, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, it's a very Tony Upper East Side neighborhood.
No, exactly, right. And I turn around, and who does it turn out to be but Henry Kissinger? Well, you know, you see these guys in movie and television, what have you, but when the guy is like 6 inches away from your face, it's like it just blows your mind. So I said to myself, I got to do something so this man will remember me for the rest of his life. So as we're driving across Manhattan, I say, you know, you look very familiar to me. He says, yes. I said, did you used to play ball for the Boston Red Sox? Go on a little bit more. I said, weren't you the doctor on General Hospital? You know, so I mean, all the way across Manhattan, I'm asking the most stupid questions in the world. And by the time Kissinger gets out of the cab, he must have thought, who's this fruitcase? So, Henry, if you're listening now, I knew who you were.
Did you ever tell him?
No, that would have ruined the
Did he say yes to playing for the Red Sox?
No. He was thoroughly confused because I guess it was a line. You know, here's a man who spent his entire life answering questions to the press, and all of a sudden he's getting this set of questions.
All right, Gabby Cabby, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bring a little sunshine into our morning. We do appreciate it. You can hear Peter Franklin on the BBC Live 5 Live radio program Up All Night. There's a link to that program on our website at thetakeaway.org. Thank you.